Glenn Judson of West LA has been a volunteer puppy raiser with Guide Dogs of America for 9 years. Judson retired from a career in corporate aerospace and says he can't imagine devoting his time to anything else.
I don't get paid for this. I wouldn't trade that for the world. It's the best damn thing I ever did in my life. That's the truth. That's the dog's truth.
He recently organized a day-long adventure where puppy raisers took the train from Union Station to Pasadena and stopped for lunch inside a fancy restaurant.
Well, we live in this big metropolis, Los Angeles, and each and every one of us at this table of 50-odd puppy raisers and 25, 26 dogs at our feet, we commute in our own cars. Blind folks don't. They have to rely upon public transportation. All the dogs took to it pretty well.
People often ask him how he can raise an adorable puppy when he knows he has to give it up. But for Judson, seeing the powerful effect a guide dog has on the life of a blind person is all the motivation he needs.
I don't know what was going on in my brain before I ever did this. Maybe it was 2 years of watching before I did it myself. But I was absolutely prepared from day one when I got my first dog to raise my dog as best I could with the desire to have her leave me so that she could, when she learned as much as she could from me and no more, could go on to learn more at the next level and hopefully become, you know, the eyes of a visually impaired or blind person.
Judson knows raising a guide dog puppy will eventually help change the life of a blind person, but says he also benefits from the experience.
I can't speak for every puppy raiser, but I had this inflated view of what great things I was doing for the world by raising a puppy. I remember in a fit of subconscious reflection early on, feeling guilty because I seemed to be getting so much more than I was giving.
For all the fun and heartwarming moments that come with raising a guide dog puppy, Judson says it's not for everybody, and potential volunteers need to be sure they're doing it for the right reasons.
It's not to be taken lightly. This ain't about us. This is about a dog and someone we've never met before.
For more information about puppy raising for Guide Dogs of America, visit guidedogsofamerica.org. This has been Stephanie Coleman reporting.